And William wrote,
"I dare any of you to finish this scene."
Z rolled his eyes at the officer.
"I don't know, ma'am. I've never had a driver's license."
The highway patrolman's woman stepped back and eyed the length of the Winnebago. Incredulous, she asked Z to step down from the car. A burning joint fell to the Oklahoma highway. The door opened and Z stepped down. If he had been wearing pants, it would have been easier to predict what would have happened next. Cut! 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 Cut!
What? What?
Is that the best you can do, William?
What do you mean? I haven't misread anything or stumbled over my words.
Yeah, that's about all you've done. Not stumbled. Jeez. Maybe we should just bag this whole idea.
Scott, calm down. What the hell are you talking about?
Look, William, I would have thought that your years doing a radio show would have taught you something about using your voice expressively. Christ, we're not talking to ourselves here. We're recording hypertext for posterity. As such, the least you could do is put a little pizzazz in your reading. I mean, this is one of the most hilarious episodes in the entire hypertext, and you read it as though you were a Greyhound employee zoinked on Percodan, announcing a bus departure at Gate 23.
I do not.
Yes, you do. In fact, is that perhaps the problem? Have you once again over-medicated yourself into oblivion?
No, but even if I had, it's none of your business what drugs I take or when or how much.
It sure the hell is when we're trying to put out a quality product here, which will be impossible if you keep reading the way you have been.
Look, jerk, this is my section. I wrote it, and I can damn well read it any way I see fit. And if you don't like it, you can stuff a blank CD up your colon and record that.
God darn it, William. Ever since you recovered from that bungee jumping accident, you've been impossible to work with. You don't even like hypertext anymore, do you?
Let's just say I found better ways to spend my time.
Yeah, like remain completely zonked on prescription painkillers.
That's it, I'm out of here.
Hey, wait a minute, so you refuse to help out with the recording?
No, I just refuse to be insulted by a tin-plated control freak. Besides, my leg is starting to act up again.
Oh, right, again with the leg. What's your damn leg have to do with how you use your voice?
Let me see if I can explain this in terms your puny data processor can comprehend. My leg hurts. That means I'm experiencing pain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which further means I'm having trouble concentrating. So, ergo, I would find it difficult to read out loud in a manner acceptable to a fathead dictator such as yourself. Capiche? Or should I put the message in your cigarettes where you'll be sure to find it?
Hey, smoking does not impair my ability to get work done and do it right.
Scott, blow it out your glory hole, okay? Do whatever the heck you want, just do it without me. I don't need the aggravation.
So what? Record the whole thing myself?
I don't care. Why don't you ask the almighty cult leader to help out? He loves hearing the sound of his own voice, his stupid, oaky baritone.
Funny, William. Real funny. Have a little respect for the dead, why don't you?
I would if I really thought he were dead.
What? What are you saying? You mean Dirk's not dead?